The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. The Wild West.
You're whipping your Jack Russell. They're really well behaved today.
Yep.
Yeah, timing was perfect on that whip crack, Jeffrey.
Ben O'Shea, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good.
Yes.
I don't know whether you save these stories specifically for Jeff time. Jero.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, we'll get to Jero. First, we have to start in Kalgoorlie.
Okay.
And you'll like this one as well, Jeffrey. So you've been to Kalgoorlie, of course.
Yes.
You drive into town from Coolgardie. It's not really that inspiring, I guess. It's just kind of a very subtle entry. That's not what they want. They want something to make a statement. They want an entry statement, like a giant.
A gold bullion arch.
Yeah, like the Colossus of Rhodes, which I think was a golden statue, just if we want to go a bit ancient.
And used to sail on everybody's legs.
Yeah, exactly. So what is the brand highway? Is that what it is? Like, just go right underneath his Jets crackers. Mm. They've set aside $100,000 to build a sculpture as this entry statement. But I don't know if $100,000 actually buys you very much when it comes to sculptures. I once priced a bronze Matthew Pavlich sculpture, which I was trying to get off the ground when he retired, as a sort of to honour the great man, and that was going to cost about $70,000, and that was only slightly bigger than life size.
Slightly bigger.
Only slightly bigger.
So you've got...
Which is still pretty big.
The green blob that's in Forest...
Yeah, the cactus.
Place, the cactus. Yeah. And then you've got the paperclip in Elizabeth Key.
Yeah.
What is
spander.
That thing?
It's called spander.
Yeah.
But what is it for? Like the bubble. It looks like a bubble machine.
Which would be amazing if they could get it to do that.
Yeah.
Like just have little holes, the bubble solution comes through, the wind blows through, which is always howling a gale down there.
They're like multiple hundreds of thousands, aren't they?
Oh, multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah, like a quarter of a million probably, if not more. So $100,000 is probably not going to be very impressive, but I think they need to get some of our mates in the gold mining industry to chip in and build something huge, gold plated, and people would come, like the Angel of the North in Newcastle. It might be by Anthony Gormley, who did the those sculptures out on Lake Ballard.
Oh, yes.
But it's giant. It is mega. It's this huge angel sculpture, sort of rusted metal.
I know the giant ram in Goulburn.
That's not quite as big as the angel.
Giant parrot on the way to the South Australia's Sojourner.
You've got to think bigger. And the Kelpies in Scotland, there's one called the Kelpies, which is a huge kind of a horses. And it's gigantic. Like I'm talking Sphinx size. And people come from all over the world to see these sculptures. And I think Kalgoorlie could do the same thing if they just had a bit of ambition.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking 100 metres tall. Like make it an affront to Almighty God himself.
Wow. You've really had a coffee today, haven't you?
Yeah.
So like a massive golden eagle.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Capture the people's imagination.
Yeah.
And
people would go to Kalgoorlie just for that.
Oh, the grand content alone.
Yeah. Well, they've gold-plated a roof of one of the buildings. And I tell you, it looks spectacular. You see it from all over town. Uh-huh. And I think they should actually, gold-plate everything.
Yeah, the glare blinds drivers going down Hannon Street and they smash into the
And it doesn't take much, It doesn't take much at all. It's like a teaspoon of gold. You can flatten it out. It goes a long way.
Yeah.
You are just wealth of knowledge today, travel advisor.
I have spent a bit of time out in Kalgoorlie.
Prospecting.
Prospecting and researching this very topic. So I think there's a lot of potential here, but... So I would encourage the city of Kalgoorlie Boulder to think big. Good. Go big or go home.
Speaking of going big and going home, someone in Jero should have gone home.
Someone should have gone home, exactly. Like it's there was an altercation in the confectionery aisle of the Jero Woolies, I suppose.
That's an aisle I would pick a fight in.
Well, you'd think so, right? You'd think, there's nothing that dangerous that could be used as a weapon.
Yes, in licorice bullets.
Yeah,
licorice. I love licorice bullets.
So do I.
Favourite. Dark or milk?
No, I hate dark. Milk.
Oh, okay. Well,
dark
we could get along then.
Dark chocolate is like bin. Throw it in the bin.
Oh.
Yeah. The only problem with this particular supermarket was, on one side there was the confectionery, on the other side, homewares. And so, so when one woman, So one when one woman confronted another shopper about an allegedly stolen car, the woman being accused has picked up a fry pan and donked her across the noggin, resulting in a couple of stitches. And she ended up in the magistrate's court and said that, you know, maybe there was some substance issues involved in the decision to use the frying pan as a weapon. And the judge has delayed sentencing because he wants to see if she's made any progress on dealing with those substance abuse issues. Because apparently that she was initially, you know, put on a court-mandated treatment program, and the judge described her attendance thus far as mediocre, and that's not going to cut it. So he's giving her one more chance to clean up her act.
Get off the chocolate bullets.
Off the chocolate bullets. Yeah. Yep, exactly. Off the Whiz Fizz. I'll tell you what, you don't want to buy a bag of Whiz Fizz in Jero.
Sherbet?
Sherbet.
Do they still make it with the
They do. They definitely do.
Good to know.
The little licorice tube that you could suck the sherbet.
Was it licorice?
In the old days, but then they'd get wet, and then the licorice, and then you just like it'd clog up. It was crap.
It's like how everyone's using paper straws now to be environmentally friendly. When you're giving a toddler a baby chino with a paper straw that she slobbers all over, you're like, this is not.
Not to mention at the movies, you know, you get the jumbo size Coke at the cinema with a paper straw, and it's like 2 minutes in, and your straw is dissolved into the Coke.
But selling jumbo size Coke and those massive boxes of popcorn is outrageous.
Mm. Why? On what grounds?
On greed. On greedy grounds.
Yeah.
Of the cinemas or the punters?
No, I know what they do. Yeah, it is $9 for a big box of Coke and probably more, actually. A big.
And like 15 litres of frozen Coke. Ooh. Yeah. It's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. You almost need a gavel, Harry.
Yeah.
You know, you should do.
You should be a magistrate. A lot of things. You should be a magistrate up in Jero. Tell you what, you clean up that.
I'm sorry, your attendance at the Coke aisle is mediocre.
Yeah, exactly.
Put the fry pan down.
And I think the lesson here is, if you're going to pick a fight in a supermarket, do it in like the you know, the toilet paper and kitchen roll aisle. It's all soft.
Yeah.
No, nothing to hurt you there.
Bread.
Yeah, bread.
Bread aisle. Yeah, that's probably best.